First, I'd like to say thank you for everyone that helped us with Brother Ray Valdez's funeral. I know some of you took off work, and not only to be at the funeral, but to work. Sister Sherry and Sister Reva did a good job feeding the family after the funeral. I serve all of you. The ushers, Brother Fred and Brother Boyd and Brother Durham, and both Brother Durhams. Anyway, everyone that worked and labored, Michael and Cindy and Brother McGowan helping with the band and the music. And I just really appreciated the fact that you helped us as much as you did. And then I want to make this announcement. If anyone has a passport, I've got someone in the Wichita church that is not going to be able to make it, and they've paid for a ticket they're willing to give up. It'll cost probably $150 to change the ticket, but it's about an $800 ticket. See, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have bought my ticket. I'd have waited. I could see, Sister Tally, that's what you're thinking. That's the reason I went ahead and said it. Anyway, so if anyone's got a passport and you'd like to last minute desire, Brother McGowan's considering it. And he'd have a bigger hurdle to overcome than some of you, but yes, Sister Julie's going, yes. She's already got her ticket. So anyway, let me know if you've got a passport and you'd like to go. So we'll see how possible that would be. See, everybody in here, this is a missionary church. And we have a missionary work, a large missionary work in the Dominican Republic. Everybody in this church ought to have a passport. Because you don't know when somebody may hand you a ticket and God might say, go. Don't matter if it's your anniversary, I mean, if it's what it is. Just go. Anyway. Anyhow, you know. I don't even know. You know, I don't know who would be exempt. You might could go. So consider it. Consider getting your passports. Does she? Where's she at? Well, I will take her if she wants to go. She's back there shaking her head like she don't even know what we're talking about, but. She I don't think she can be gone away from Shane that long. He might go with you. Has he got a passport? Maybe we could take him, leave you here. Praise God. All right. It's good to have Brother Griner with us from Dallas. He's stopping over from the meeting. Appreciate him being here with us. And I don't know. All the saints aren't. I don't think everybody's here today. But anyway, maybe they'll slip. Maybe they'll keep dwindling in back there. But anyway, let's have church today. What do you say? Let's open our hearts, our minds to the things of God and the Spirit of God and let him minister to us. Let's sup with him here today. All right. Praise God. Let's all stand and have prayer for the service. Ask God to come in and touch us here today. Precious Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Lamb of God. God, touch us. Forgive us, Lord God, for our sins. Touch our lives and help us, oh God, to serve you, Lord, in a greater way today. Meet our needs here in this assembly. Every heart, every life, God, minister to them today. The things that they need, that are personal, that only you, God, can touch their hearts with. Hallelujah. Touch our band, our songs, those that speak here today, God. Let your spirit, oh God, have free reigns to work among us here today. Help us, oh God, to yield to that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name. Hallelujah.
Thank you. when you're up against the wall and your mountain seems so tall and you realize life's not always fair. Oh, you can run away and hide and let your old man decide, or you can change the circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and He'll take the pain away. And when it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, you realize life's not always fair. You can run away and hide and let your old man decide, or you can change the circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, pain away. And when it seems against the wall, and the mountain seems so tall, and you realize life's not always fair. Oh, you can run away and hide and let your old man decide, or you can change the circumstances with a prayer. When it seems you're all alone, and he'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise his name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is he that is within me, and you'll praise the hurt away. When everything
something. You know what it says? If we don't do it, the rock to cry. I don't want the rock to cry. Oh, Lord Jesus. I want to be a vessel that God can use someday. I thank the Lord for that song this morning. This is my cousin. She's been with us before. Sister Nichols' daughter. Back when Brother Tucker was living, she was a little girl. We used to bring her to church with us, and her mom been to church with us. Through the years, she know about these people. And when we were in Seattle last July, and went to church with her, you know, and saw the change in her life and the ministry going forth. and how God's working. And you know he has a word for it today. I was telling her this morning, Sister Jody, we thank you for that song. We thank you for that message. God can preach through a child. God can preach through a song. God can preach through a testimony. God's going to deliver his word. His word is going to get through. Holy to God. His word is going to get through. And I just want to present myself, try to keep myself where I can be used by the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you.
I'm sure we all would like to know that God is doing something in our lives, and that's what we welcome that. You know, we actually encourage, you know, reaching out to God, and to know that when everything seemed to be going wrong, you know, God is still there, and if we can just have the mindset to know that we have help available to us, if we can just begin to pray. Call on God, and that's encouraging to me. I know that it works. Some of that, you know, you can tell somebody about things, but then it helps to be able to know for yourself. You know, Brother Smith was telling us this morning, you know, he, you know, working for God and becoming the mature Christian that we, you know, that we're working toward, and you know, he can't do it for us. Each one of us is going to have to become mature with God's help, you know, through God and through his assistance. And I appreciate all of the encouragement that I get, all of the inspiration. I listened to Brother Pryor telling about a different one that, you know, that's just a blessing to him, or I can't remember how he was stating, he was calling names out. You know, we get inspiration from one another. You know, I get inspired. You know, you inspire me. But I have to let that work in my life. I can't just live on that, but I mean, it does help. It does help me to be able to hear what you're saying and your testimony. Knowing that I think a lot of times, you know, I get to hear a lot of messages, a lot of preaching, a lot of testimonies, songs, praise up to God. And I think, you know, I think about John on the Isle of Patmos. You know, he was by himself. And I'm sure he probably didn't have, he may have had some written word of God. He may have had some, I don't know what he had out there, but he was alone. And I think sometime what I have received from the Lord, if I was put in some situation where I had no access to your inspiration, the people of God, no access to even the written word of God, have I received enough from the Lord to keep me no matter what situation I'm in? That's what my desire is. I try to somehow get that in my heart, to want enough of God in my life to where I can go, I can face anything. Now, I want to be able to do that. I want to have enough of God in my life to where I can face, you know, life's trials and wherever I may go. You know, we don't know. We really don't know what all we will face. But I would just, like I said, think about, you know, being in a place like that. Here next few days, we're going to be going to an island. You know, island Hispaniola. And I've been on that island before in Haiti, but I've never been on the Dominican side. So we're going to get to be there with the people of God. And so anyway, it's encouraging. I appreciate all the encouragement, like I say, that I get. But I know I'm going to have this in my heart. You know, that's the whole thing. You know, this has got to be, somehow it's got to lodge in my heart. You know, no matter what you say about it, I got to get it there somehow. God help us. You know, that's what Brother Smith was talking about, charity, this morning. You know, the love of God, agape love of God. We got to make ourselves available, the way I look at it, make ourselves available to God. You know, since we just can't do it on our own, you know, we can't pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps, so we got to be
somehow available so God can work the process in our lives to be able to have that kind of love, that we can lay down our lives for not just our friend, but our enemy. You know, that's what Brother Smith was saying. That's the kind of, you say, how you measure this? That's what he's saying. That's how you measure that. That's how you measure how much of God's love you have in your heart. You know, that's what we do. You know, they're saying, well, how perfect you supposed to get? Well, our measurement is like Christ. You know, he's our measurement. He's the one that we're to measure. If you're going to measure yourself, don't measure it by someone else. Don't compare yourself by someone else. But that's our measuring rod, is Jesus. So anyway, it's good to be here today. Good to be in the house of God, and we're here to worship the Lord and to express, you know, our gratitude to him, thankfulness. I don't know how your week been. We seem like we've been, I know we read that scripture where Jesus was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And I was thinking this week, we attended the visitation service for the junior Thursday night. And we was in the funeral Friday, my wife's niece that she was just talking about, her brother passed away, and we was in service with them Friday, and then yesterday we was in service on my side of the family with my niece. But anyway, we kind of getting acquainted with some of these things. Anyway, we're trying to do like everybody else. We're trying to trust God. We're trying to, like Sister Linda, I was watching her praising God this morning. And that's what we have to do sometime again, you know, regardless of our sorrows and some of the things that we go through. If we can just begin to lift up some praise to God, you know, God, you know, he's still there. He's still available to us. And if we begin, even in our times of sorrow, you know, if we can begin to praise God, if we can somehow, you know, begin to lift our hearts up to God and begin to praise him and begin to get a thankfulness in our heart to God for what he's done. You know, he still blessed us. You know, we may be sorrowful, but God has still blessed us. In spite of that, we are still blessed. We're blessed people. You know, I think we're blessed just to be gathered here today in a church service, to begin to feel that that God is assisting us, you know, that we can feel his spirit. We can feel the comfort from the Spirit of God that he's assisting. So I'm thankful today. And we might not have all our business. I know my wife mentioned her niece there with her from Seattle, Washington. And we have a sister here. I don't know if we got a card on her. Pardon me? Nine of Pants. Gwen? Quietta. Okay. Good to have you here today. God bless you. You and your children. All right. And then she's been here before. I know, but I can't remember. Beverly. Beverly. Yeah. Is she related to you, Sister Tiffany? Friend? Okay. Well, good to have you today. And glad to have her back. Yes, of course. All right. Anybody else? Any other visitors? But anyway, it's good to be here in the church of the living God. So anyway, we want to remember to continue to pray for Sister Lynn and her family. And she encourages me, you know, keep praising God. That's the answer, Sister Linda. I believe it. You know, if we begin to lift our hearts, you know, we was talking about, I can remember that's good songs Jody gave us there. And, you know, he's the one, you know, I mean, really, somebody was saying that, you know, all our sorrows, you know, we live in a world full of it. And somehow that's our strength. That's where we get our strength and our help, and begin to lift up the Lord. And you know, when you think of Jesus' life that Brother Smith was talking about this morning in Bible study, you know, how he, you know, when I used to look at that scripture where he's acquainted with grief and man of sorrow. And I just think, well, how, you know, here he raised people from the dead. You know, he didn't, death was no problem to him. So why would he be sorrowful? You know, why would he have any sorrow in his heart, you know? But he was in the among mankind, you know, human nature, human people, human being that didn't have what he had, you know. And he, like he was, that Brother Fitzsimmons was talking when Jesus was on the cross and the sister, the lady was coming out to, you know, being sorrowful for him. He was saying that don't cry for me, you know, don't cry for me. And he what I'm saying, he knew what was. They was, you know, they was in a situation. You know, we were born with a nature that we can't fix. You know, we're born with an Adamic nature that it's going to only take God to get us where we need to be. They get us fixed. You know, I mean, we can't fix it, but we can just surrender. You know, if we begin to surrender our lives to God, you know, He can fix it. He can help us. And that's what Jesus was saying, look, he had the victory. I mean, he had the victory. And I was just talking to him, you know, they was feeling, you know, he was going through some pain. I mean, he was, you know, think about it. You know, he was going through some pain there. I appreciate the way Brother Fitzsimmons explained that, you know, his appearance, you know, he was saying, I never heard anybody call Jesus ugly, okay? But that's what he called him. You heard him, didn't you? But anyway, I'm just saying, the way he explained that, you know, that Jesus wasn't good to look at. You know, he wasn't somebody you want to just awe. You know, some people just walk by and you just in awe, just passing, you know, their appearance. But that's what he was saying about Jesus. You know, but anyway, the thing that he suffered, people picked at him and just, I don't know if I ever heard it described like that before. But anyway, that's the picture he was painting about Jesus. But Jesus, that wasn't him inside. That was his outside. See, what we got to do is get our inside fixed to where we don't let, you know, well, our nature is not hindering us. His nature was not hindering him. Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's what's hindering us is our nature. We was born like that. But we don't have to stay like this. And that's what I'm saying. And Jesus, He had the nature, but he had the victory over it. He had the victory over his nature. You know, he had the things that was needed, and that's what we're working on. We're getting the victory. You know, we are people that our nature is not normal for us to just want to praise the God. It's not when Brother Smith was reading 1 Corinthians 13 about, you know, not to be, you know, vain, not himself, and not to get puffed, you know, all these things. That's our nature, you know. It's just our opposite. What he's saying, don't do. That's what our nature. That's what kind of nature we have to do. It will do that automatically. Like somebody was saying, I think one of these funerals was in about, you know, born being a baby. He was saying, babies are not born righteous. That's his statement. They weren't born righteous, and we weren't born righteous. That's not how we was born. But we can have a new birth. We can be born again. Amen. And that's the good part about it. We don't have to stay in that nature. But we can be born again, and we can be changed. And we see people change. That's my wife was talking about her niece. We've seen her change. And that's what they was talking about. But anyway, we can be changed. And that we have to have a desire in our hearts to be changed. You know, and God can help us with that. Brother Smith can help us with that. We get help to show us, you know, what do we need to do to change. And that's what we're working on. I appreciate it. So anyway, I hope I covered all the visitors, but we do need to pray, you know, for our needs and pray for each one. Like I said, continue praying for Sister Linda's family. Who else we need to be praying? I guess our outstanding prayers, Brother David Angelo, yes, and Brother Painter. Severe pain. Let's keep praying for him. Let's continue to keep praying for Brother David, Angela. All right. Any other prayer requests? Sister Ann. Brother Paul.
Need your prayers that God keep his hand on her. Got some good caregivers, but you know, it's always a concern when we leave and are gone, especially out of the country, both of us. So be praying for her this coming week, and pray for the trip to the Dominican Republic. Pray that God would help us to be a blessing over there. And also that everybody that goes would receive something to bring back to this assembly. So pray for our trip and our safety.
All right. Any other prayer requests? Brother Darren. Okay. Pray for Darren. Been there, Darren. Been to Germany. Hope you enjoy your stay there. Been there, okay. Anybody else? Any other prayer requests? Just remember all, like I say, outstanding list we have. So I guess we just stand and take these needs to the Lord. Pray, oh God, that he can help his people. Lord, we look to you. Thank you, God, for this opportunity. Help us. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God, we thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Your goodness. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your holy name.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
the Lord. Brother Griner, how about giving us a song this morning? I know Brother Kennedy, first thing he's going to say, did you do anything in service while you was there? He can do it. He can preach and sing. And we're glad he's here. Amen.
I'm not sure where it got out that I can preach, because that's not true at all. Brother Rodriguez, when I went down to Brownsville, said the same thing. I'm like, I don't know. You misheard, sir. But anyway, I really wasn't feeling anything right at the moment. But this morning when I woke up, one of the words of this song was on my mind. And it was this last line that said, all glory and honor, power and praise I give to his name. And I kept running over my, in fact, it took me a minute to even remember what song it was, but all the times that I have failed him, times my feet have gone astray, still his love came through for me anyway. Then in all the times I've doubted, my faith wavered, I could not find my way. Then he reached down and he turned me around, gave me grace to stand. And that is why I come to this place to worship him. And that is why I lift my hands to give him the glory. And that is why I live my life just to worship him. All glory and honor, power and praise I give to much he must have loved me to leave heaven and die in such disgrace, then raise from the grave this promise he made, everlasting life. And that is why I come to this place to worship him. And that is why I lift my head to give him the glory. And that is why I live my life just to worship him. Never cease to praise him.
rescued me. Oh, I can never count the blessings, the times in bondage when he set me free. Well, his blood made me whole, and it gave life to my soul. Cleansed and rescued me. Just to Jesus rescued me. Oh, I can never count the blessings, the times in bondage when he set me free. His blood made me
honor.
like double dipping. Hallelujah. Well, I told you Brother Griner could preach. He just sings it. Hallelujah. Well, if you didn't feel him today, your feelers broke. Got a passport thinking about going to the Dominican. Need to let Brother Green know. If you don't have to do a quick work and cut it short. Righteousness. All right. Looks like we may not have any takers. Somebody raise their hand. Brother Ron, did you raise your hand? I think Michael told me you did. he's working mischief. All right. Brother Jerry, have you got your passport? You could drive us to the border then, couldn't you? All right, well, you better get your passport. Dylan, you have a passport? Don't you wish you had one? Free trip to the Dominican Republic. Where is Brandon? You got a passport, son? Check on Brandon. He's got a passport. Oh, God might let him in. All right. Well, I'm gonna let you go here in a few minutes. Something I seldom do is pass up a good chance to preach. And I tell you, get it any better shape it's in. You could mess it all up. That's what we don't want to do. But before we go, I need your help. We're fixing to take this trip to the Dominican Republic, and our funds are low. Our missionary funds are really low, and I know we're going to come into unexpected expenses. One of the things that I'm gonna give you a little bit of our itinerary. So those of you that are going will kind of know what we're gonna do. And those of you that aren't going would wish you was going. No. But Brother Green and them, they got mixed up. I told them to get tickets for the 20th through the 25th, and they bought their tickets for the 21st. So they're not going to get there on Friday, and all of our people are going to get there Thursday. Brother Green has found a place in Casa de Campo, which you may not have ever been there, but this is probably the most luxurious resort in the Dominican Republic. It's a gated community. It has a beautiful marina and a beautiful beach and 5 golf courses. And it's really a nice place where the elite and the rich live. Anyway, he has rented for us 2 villas that have, one has 4 bedrooms in it, the other one has 5. So you'll be staying in Casa de Campo, in a villa resort, beautiful place. You'll get there Thursday, and I think
flight. Y'all's flight gets in at 1:30, except for Sister Lacey, and she'll already be there waiting on us. But then it's, by the time we get back to Casa de Campo, when you get there, you're flying into Punta Cana, which is a small airport, but it's a very renowned airport because Punta Cana is one of the biggest resort areas, locations in the Dominican Republic. This is absolutely gorgeous, just miles and miles of white sandy beach. And but that's where you'll be flying in, and when you get there, it's kind of like you've landed in a little tropical place, or just palm trees and just all kind. Even the airport's just beautiful, even though it's just a little airport. So it won't take you very long to get through customs there. If you're going into Santo Domingo, it's a longer process and an uglier process. It's not the most beautiful part of it. Although Santo Domingo is pretty, but the airport's an old airport that's big, and it takes time to get through. But then we'll get, it's about a 45-minute drive. They'll pick us up there in vans, and it's about a 45-minute drive back to Casa de Campo. And you'll get settled there where you're going to stay, and we'll have supper there. Then we're going to have church at Brother Green's church that night. La Romana churches will probably come together and service there. Thursday night, we had this planned for everybody, but everybody just ain't going to Wichita. We'll be there till the next day. But then Friday, we're going to Altos de Chavron. That means the high river. The Chavron is a river there, and out northeast of the city of La Romana is a high place, and an Italian went in there, an artist went in there and built this place with a big amphitheater, and there's restaurants there, and it's a beautiful, overlooks the Chavron River, and beautiful scenery, and all kinds of little shops and places just to visit, walk around, and of course we'll eat there probably. And then Friday night, of course, Brother Green, Brother Elias, or somebody will go get the Wichita people when we're doing all that, and then get them settled in. And then Friday night, we're going to go to the village of Guerrero and be in church there. I don't ever like it taking anybody to the Dominican Republic without them getting the experience of Guerrero. It's a place way out about 15 miles north of La Romana. It's a village in the middle of the cane fields, sugar cane fields. There's thousands and thousands of acres of sugar cane. That's their biggest export commodity in the Dominican Republic. And there's villages all over that part of the country where those sugar cane fields are, and there's people that live in those villages, and they work those sugar cane fields, and they still use oxen with carts, and they still cut down sugar cane with machetes and pile it on those oxen carts and haul them to where they have train cars that goes all through that country, and they pile it on these train cars, and you'll see those trains come through there with piled as high as a car will hold them full of sugar cane. And got a big factory right there in La Romana that is called La Romana Central, and they process that sugar there, and they cook it down, and there's nothing left but just looks like kind of dust. And there's big piles of it just outside of the plant there along the railroad tracks, and they use that for fertilizer and different things. They use every bit of it. But anyway, the people in Guerrero
That's Brother Calderon's work out there, and that's where they took his church away from him, and he didn't have any place to go, and they built this little shack of a church. It's still there, and that's where that white dove lit on that, on the top plate of the inside that building of a rafter, and stayed there for 3 months with him. During every service, I was in several services where that white dove never flew out of there. The windows was open. It's an open place. And that dove would just, we'd be singing and shouting and having a Holy Ghost time, and that dove would just stand up there and flop his wings, and he'd hunker back down. And, you know, I told him, I said, that represents the Holy Ghost, the turtle dove, the Spirit of God, that God just showing you he's with you. It's just an absolute miracle. There ain't no bird would stay in a place like that. But this bird stayed with them long enough to convince them God was with them. And so you just need to go there when you go to the Dominican Republic. Then Saturday they're going to have they've planned a baptism, water baptism. There's several people over there that need to be baptized, and they always wait till they get a group. And they found somebody somewhere in West La Romana that's got a swimming pool. They called me and said, Brother Smith, what do you think about us having a baptism in a swimming pool? I said, is this something that the body allows? I said, is it water? He said, yeah. I said, is it deep enough to get somebody under? I said, yeah. I said, it'll work. I've baptized people in swimming pools before. And they said, so we're going to have a service outside around a swimming pool, a baptism service. And we'll have church out there. But Saturday they're going to have a little band. They're wanting a band. You know, they want everybody that's got instruments. And anybody that's going that can get their hands on any kind of instrument that you can leave with them, they need more instruments. So we'll have a service at 5 o'clock Saturday evening, a baptism service, wherever this pool is. It'll be in West La Romana, where some of the nicer homes are. And then Sunday we'll have a service back in Brother Green's church. That's the biggest church we have that'll hold. People will come from Brother Alejandro's church in Santo Domingo, Brother Rudy's church in Higüey, Brother Jackson's church in Fuchsia, and the Guerrero church, and the churches, Brother Elias's church and Brother Calderon's church in Comahon. Well, there'll be 7, 8, 9 churches that'll come in for that service. We'll be packed out in there, but we'll get them all stuffed in there some way. And we'll have service there. That'll probably last from about 10 in the morning to maybe, I don't know, 2, something like that. We'll try to marry those that want to get married and bury those that need buried. And we'll try to dedicate those that need dedicated and get those that need the Holy Ghost full of the Holy Ghost, and those that need saved, saved, and all the saints blessed. See if we can't cover all the bases. And then that night, Brother Green said, if we don't go to Elias' church, he's going to be mad. I said, well, let's don't make him mad. So we'll go to Elias' church Sunday night. Then Monday, we're going to Santo Domingo and see. This is, you know, Columbus founded, that was the first island or piece of ground that was founded in the New World by Columbus before he found America. He found the island of Hispaniola, and that's where his home was. And you'll see Columbus's house. We're going to go to the Columbus Lighthouse, where his casket and his body's there and being guarded every 24 hours around the clock. And we'll go there and see that, and then see his house. And then, you know, we got to keep the women happy, so there's a shopping area right there that you can go. You know, it's like a street, but they've done away with a street. And on both sides of it, shops all the way, you know, about a mile, and then you can turn around and come back the other side up. And I don't know. We might try. We'll see if we can crowd it in, but if we might not. But if we could go to Alejandro's. Last time I had church there, they set out plastic chairs in an apartment parking lot in front of one of his saints' apartment. And we had church right out there in the parking lot. And of course, people coming by, some stopped, some prayed, some spit, some cursed. We still had church and God still touched us. And so we'll see what we do, but Monday will be mainly a touristic day. And then Tuesday, you're coming back home. I think your flights are around 2 o'clock, something like that, in the afternoon in Punta Cana. So we'll get you back to the airport about 12 or 1 o'clock, whatever time you got to be there. So you'll have all morning to get your clothes packed back up, everything. Probably we'll get some help from some people to maybe even feed you some of the villas. Generally, when we're in a villa, we can find a lady that'll do the house cleaning for you and maybe wash some clothes for you if you need it, and even cook for you. So we'll work on that. Brother Green's trying to see if he can get that working. I told him, I said, don't make this so good they won't want to come home. I said, we want them to come back home with us. You know, we don't want them to stay over here. Some people get that idea. Brother Pryor went over there with me, and he wasn't there 3 days. He started saying, I could live here. I said, this is my kind of place. He said, I knew, though, that I would have no fear because I knew where Sister Jody was, and I knew she ain't moving to the Dominican Republic. She's a country girl, but she's got an uptown vision, downtown vision. And so she helps me keep him in line. Anyway, it's an interesting. The first time I went, I thought, I'm going to move here. I'm coming over to this place and staying. But after I went several times and stayed long enough, when I got home, I said, America, hallelujah. I got down and kissed the ground. Thank God for America. It's still the greatest country in the world, not because of who you and I are, but because of God. God chose America to restore His church in, and He's now getting things ready for the new earth and the gospel to be spread in the end of this world. And so God's chose us to be a part of the carrying of the gospel to another nation. You're going to see and feel what it's like to see a country and people in a country embrace this message anew and get this vision. I'm telling you, it's still electrifying over there. It'll still set the hair up on the back of your neck. You'll feel God in a way that you just, you know, man, how could you think of a better service than what we had here today? But I'm telling you, it's electrifying over. God's doing things with them people. It's just amazing. And it'll be a life-changing experience for everyone that's never been there. Everybody that's been there, was it a life-changing experience for you? Raise your hand if it was. I guarantee you, it is. You can't help but see what God's doing over there. Anyway, our missionary funds are really low. I've spent like $1,500, and Brother Green, you know, every time I go, they're laying for me. You know, they wait till they know when he's coming. You know, that's when he's soft, and so he's. They start telling me things like I've never heard before. Like Brother Green was telling me the other day, he said, Brother Smith, you know what Edie was telling me? I said, what was she telling you? She was saying, look at this pitiful little old icebox that we have, and here comes Brother and Sister Smith. We don't even have a good icebox. We don't even have nothing but this little old pitiful thing, and here they're going to come over here, and we don't have a nice icebox. You know what he was doing? I said, well, just tell her that we'll pray about that for the future. but since we made it the other times I've been there with your pitiful little icebox, we'll probably make it this time. But he'd already got $1,000 out of me nearly for tires for both vans, brand new tires. Anyway, so those villas are going to cost about, the best I've been able to figure, it's about $40 a night. For those of you that are going, you know what those villas rent for normally? Around $800 to $1,000 a night for the whole villa. But if we have like 10 people stay in one, we're getting it for about half price. I don't know how Brother Green got that done, because they just don't do that. He told me they give him these high prices, and he said, no, no, no. You don't know, these are poor church people, and you got to bless them. They're coming over here to bless us, and you got to make them a good price. Anyway, so he got them down to, we're getting them for $700 a night for both villas. And so when you divide that by about 20 people, that's only about, well, it's 35, but I don't think there's 20 of us. I think there's like 18 staying there, best I can get it. Sister Denise Green is not going to be able to go, and that she's the one that's got her ticket. She's willing to give it up if somebody wants to get it. She can use it later on something else, but she just thought if somebody wanted to go and wanted my ticket. I said, y'all don't have anybody in Wichita? And they said, well, we ain't even offered it to anybody in Wichita. I said, but they said, we wanted y'all to have it if you wanted it. So I said, all right, well, I'll see if anybody wants it. I hate to tell them we didn't have any takers. Anyway, if you'd help us with an offering for the Dominican Republic today, I'd really appreciate it. We're going to hit unexpected expenses. You know, gas, hauling everybody everywhere. Gas is $5 a gallon over there. And, you know, so our six, it's probably more like $6. I think it is $6. It was $7 last time I was there, but it's come down a little. And, you know, then they'll be feeding some while we're there, and they'll be hitting me up. They'll be taking people with us when we go eat. And, of course, ain't any of them got a peso. So they looked to me and said, Brother Smith, here's the bill. That's how they do. You know, when you over here, if you come and visit us, our church, we take you out and feed you and we pay the bill. When you go over there, they take you out and feed you and hand you the bill. But they know you got money and we don't have any. So we get to eat plus you get to pay the bill. So God bless you as you give today. I appreciate every one of you. All right, let's have can we have a song or something? Somebody got a song for us? Yes, the band. Let's leave the band out there so they can give. Sister Jody, you just have to come up with it. Amen.
If you want to do a great work, just come and go along. Help spread the gospel and sing a brand new song. You may cry aloud and say, child, it won't be long. If you want to do a great work, just come and go along. If you want to do a great work, and sing a brand new song. You may cry aloud and
did I get money from you both times today? Hallelujah. They say, you know, when you get in a guy's money, you're going to keep him. He's going to stay around. He's investing too much. You got to stay around and see what's going to happen with all that. Praise God. That's the way Inez is. You know, we got her money. She can't get away. But we're having trouble getting all of it. We're wanting of her money. She hoards it. I told my wife the other day, I tricked my wife. I told my wife, I said, you're going to have to chip in some money here. She said, I don't have no money. I said, oh, yes, you do. I said, I found your stash. I didn't find it. I just said that. She said, what are you doing looking in my stuff? Don't you tell her I said that now. Race that off the tape, Brother Painter. All right, there won't be any band practice today or choir practice. It's Father's Day. Let's give our fathers a hand clap. What do you say? We got some great dads in this church. Happy Father's Day to every one of you. And take your dads out to eat. Spend a little time with them this afternoon. We're having church back at 5 o'clock. But I want to announce this month, the 30th of the month is the last Sunday, and we're not going to have potluck dinner next Sunday, but we'll have it on the 30th instead of next Sunday. Because those of us that are going to be gone to the Dominican Republic would miss it. We don't want to do that. All right, God bless you. Shake hands and be friendly.